All right, Zach Osborne, another win for you here in Toronto. You know, I noticed this, we talked about this a couple weeks ago where Craig was faster than the whoops, riding well, and you're like, hey, I think those things are going to break down, and I'm going to just do the rhythm that I know I can do and jump through them. This week, again, you're kind of the first guy to start jumping through the whoops, and that big rhythm that some two of these guys you didn't do, and, like, that's okay. You grabbed the win, and you just kind of knew what you could do for 15, 20 laps.
Yeah, well, like, I had no intentions of jumping them, and then we went around on the sight lap, and I was like, man, I don't know. Like, we'll see what it comes down to. So I knew that I was in good position there on the first lap, so I thought, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and jump through there, and if I get my doors blown off, we'll know it's time to go skimming, you know? But I felt like I didn't get... You know, I did it two or three laps, and I didn't really lose anything. And, yeah, I wasn't going backwards. So I felt like that was kind of where I needed to be. And I knew that they were going to get even worse to skim, and I knew that I could jump. So I just started jumping and just kind of held to my line. And then with the quad, like today we had Dartfish, and, you know, Eli was jumping the quad. And every time... I wasn't really losing anything. It wasn't, you know.
Oh, really? I was wondering about that. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm typically pretty good at that, like, scrub on-off thing. Mm-hmm. It's just something that kind of excel at, keeping the momentum with it. So, yeah, I felt comfortable. Yeah. And I knew, like, you know, to hit that thing 15 times in the main once right. It broke down, it was hard when it was perfect. Yeah. So to jump it all night was going to be tough. So I knew that I could kind of just lean on that. And
yeah, like, one mistake there, it gets 4 seconds, and then, like, you can't get that four right. seconds back.
Well, I felt like they were, you know, they were trying so hard to be perfect to jump over mm-hmm. and triple so they could quad that yeah. they were oftentimes missing the triple.
Yeah.
So I just knew that I had to just jump over, mm-hmm. triple, on off, and I could do that every time. And I don't know, I'm just in a place now where I feel like confident in my fitness. Definitely feel like it's, you know, I can go toe-to-toe with anyone for 15 minutes plus one lap. And just trying to be patient. Like, you know, when I was behind Ferrandis and Joey, I just tried to sit there and just kind of let it come to me. And I did. And, yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, like you said, your corner speed was phenomenal. I thought you killed it in that sand section as well with that left. Yeah. Did you notice that?
In the night show, they built it a little bit different to where you could kind of triple... like single, triple, single. And in the main, I felt like I just had that really dialed, and I felt like I could just really close up there. And I'm just trying to kind of focus on doing me the best I can, you know, not sweating jumping a quad or skimming whoops or whatever. Like,
it's like life advice, focus on me.
I know, it sounds silly, but it's kind of a coming of age thing for me, I guess. Right. You would say it's just been I'm in a place where I can kind of lean on that and just know that it's going to be okay.
I think you might get nominated for the Lit Kit. The red number plate, leader plate, matches the gear look like this weekend.
It was top this weekend, so hopefully I get nominated again, and I can... I didn't know you were supposed to, like, share it on your social media channels, so...
It helps.
Maybe I should do that this time.
MXGP Talk, awesome to see Caroli win last weekend. I know I was pumped. I don't know how about you felt, but they're in Indonesia tomorrow. Hopefully you can pull it off again. I know you follow this stuff closely.
Yeah, I actually play in that MX Vice Fantasy League, and I got smoked last weekend, but I feel pretty good about my picks for this weekend again. But Tony's on that Tony level again, you know. Yeah. Last year I feel like he was kind of hurt coming in, and then he was hurt again during the season. But, man, when he's that good, I watched some of the Italian championship races this winter, and he was, like, one of the races he fell and went back to, like, fifth and then came back and passed Geyser pretty easily, you know. So I feel like when he's on that level, it's pretty hard to beat.
The heat race with you and Joey near the end there, anything?
I mean, I don't know. I felt like if I hadn't stopped, he was going to turn across yeah. pretty hard. And, you know, he's a hard racer. Like, he, in the turn before the triple, he was right there at my boot buckles. And that's just how it is. I mean, I know that we're going to have to go head-to-head now and then. And I didn't intend to take him out. And I just kind of stopped and whatever. It happened. I had no intentions of taking him out. But I felt like if I didn't kind of stop him from turning back, I was going to get it on the other side. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Right on. Well, hey, another win. Congratulations. This is pretty cool for you. Extended your points lead. And on to Daytona. What are your thoughts about that place?
Oh, I'm so pumped for Daytona. That was my first Supercross in 2006, and just looking forward to getting back there and enjoying the whole Daytona scene. Daytona during bike week is one of my favorite places on earth because, as everyone knows, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast, and I just enjoy the atmosphere and being there hanging out. So I'm literally looking forward to it.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.